Lions in Bloomfield, Michigan. Ryan, welcome to Catholic Counselors Live.
Hi, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, fine, man, go ahead.
All right, my question is, the topic is things that are stopping you from believing in Jesus.
Okay,
Christians are accused a lot of the time of of picking and choosing what they want to follow out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a particular verse. I mean, there's plenty of examples, but one that particularly bothers me is I think in Luke 14. I don't know exactly the verse, but that's the chapter I think, and in which Jesus says, "If you don't sell everything you have and give to the poor, then you can't be called a follower of the Lord." So, or Jesus or Christ or whatever title he uses in that specific passage. But here's the thing. Like, I still possess stuff, you know? And I mean, like, is that supposed to be taken literally?
Yeah,
am I going to hell because I own things?
Yeah, yeah. No, Ryan, thank you for the question, my friend. I'm looking at Luke chapter 14, just sort of glancing over it right now, and I don't quite see in this particular chapter which you're referring to. Maybe if I read it more closely, then I would see it. But I know for sure, Ryan, we find something very similar to what you're bringing up in Matthew chapter 19, where a rich young man approaches Jesus and asks him, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus responds to keep the Ten Commandments, right? But then Jesus says, you know, he says, go sell everything that you have and come and follow me, after he talks about keeping the Ten Commandments, because the rich young man says, well, I've kept these Ten Commandments. And Jesus says, you lack one more thing, go sell everything you have and come follow me. So the question is, do we have to sell all of our material goods to follow Jesus? Well, the short answer is no, Ryan. And this is the beauty of being Catholic, brother, because we have an authentic interpreter of divine revelation given to us by Christ, namely the Church. Church, the Pope and the bishops in union with the church. But this was a specific calling for that individual, but it is not something that is to be applied to all of us. For material goods, given our circumstances in life, are a good thing for comfort and security and to look after my own well-being and even the well-being of my family. So, no, you don't have to sell everything you have in order to follow Jesus.
And even many religious over the years have taken this as an evangelical counsel, the call to poverty.